Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 29, 2023. Full cup of blessing. It is written that a cup of blessing must be full, full of prayer, our hopes, and a burning desire to stand before the Creator. All this preparation in the heart is called a cup of blessing. We ask for a blessing. We ask the Creator to transform our nature, to change our heart, so that instead of egoistic thoughts and desires, He will give us the desire to bestow through all living beings to Him, to the Creator. This is what is called a cup full of blessing. We bless the Creator, thank Him that although He created us with a will to receive, cruel, and blind, nevertheless, He gave us the opportunity to wrap it in bestowal, in its opposite. We understand what great change must happen in us, and we are grateful to the Creator for giving us the opportunity to combine two opposite forms within us, our egoism, reception, and bestowal. When we combine these two forms, we will come closer to the Creator, become similar to Him, rise to Him, able to understand and feel Him, and become like Him. Therefore, before we come into contact with the Creator, we need to feel where we really are, why the Creator created us in this form, and what we need to do to turn ourselves over and make ourselves similar to Him. It is on the basis of these two opposite forms that we can, on one hand, remain created beings, and on the other hand become similar to the Creator, and thus reach our complete correction. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson June 21, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is a cup of blessing must be full, in the work? The cause of crises and conflicts. Comment: various sciences, for example, physics and geology, have their own canons. But Kabbalah, although it explains a lot, works with a person's inner states. My response: naturally, Kabbalah explains the inner world of a person, in which you do not have such fulcrum as in physics and other natural sciences. Natural sciences are what you study outside of yourself, and here is a science that studies you, and you cannot find it all within yourself. Kabbalah talks about your inner perception, inner world, inner qualities, sefirot, patsufim, worlds, and so on, but they are not in you yet. You do not detect them, so you feel bad. You do not understand what Kabbalah is talking about. Do I have it? Do I not have it? It is unclear what and how. All this you must reveal in yourself, and then you will see that the entire world is in you. Your worldview will completely change. You will see that there is nothing outside. Your body does not exist and this world does not exist. There is only one point of consciousness that imagines all this. Question: what kind of protection is it that when a person seems to understand, but at the same time he has a barrier that immediately erases everything? Answer: the fact is that you create this picture purely speculatively, it has not yet manifested in you, it does not live within you. Comment: but at the same time I feel that it is important, it affects me. My response: because you see that this is actually closer to reality, truth, and a sensible view of the world. If you listen to what we said 20 years ago and what we are saying today, we are talking about the same thing. If you listen to what scientists said 20 years ago and their opinions today, you will see how much they have come closer to us over the years. Today, there really is an opportunity for everyone to connect into one single organized community, which can present some challenges to governments and any public organizations. The current society does not correspond to the global, integral scheme of nature, and therefore we come to crises and wars. I could not imagine 30 years ago how people would suddenly begin to receive blows only from their non-conformance with the global system. The Creator, the general integral system of nature, must now begin to manifest itself in relation to us. He wants to be revealed, He comes closer to us, and we are opposite to Him. This is where the conflict and crisis arise. From CabTV's I got a call. Where is the proof? June 9, 2011. A twofold view of the world. Question: what makes you strong? How do you transform obstacles by yourself? Answer: I see two sides of the world. One side is our world in the form you see it with the naked eye. This world is against me. After all, if I am the bearer of a Kabbalistic idea, almost everyone in this world except Kabbalists, who are few and hidden, is against me because of their egoistic nature. And even my students, to the extent they have not yet corrected themselves, have not crossed the muxum, and have not found a minimal spiritual form of integration, bestowal, connection, are all my opponents too. Internally, each of them can become my opponent at any moment because such is the nature of their ego, there is nothing you can do about it. I was like that too. I went through all the stages of spiritual maturation, and therefore, I understand them perfectly. This is first of all. Second, everything is controlled by the upper force. Practically, I work not against these people, but against the upper force, as if against the egoism it creates, in order to somehow bring all its particles, that is, all these people who are egoistic particles, to their integral connection. On one hand, I have a somewhat antagonistic attitude toward the world, and on the other hand, I see it as a means of advancement. Naturally, there are many problems ahead in the form of detractors, haters, destroyers, and in the form of misunderstanding, laziness, as well as in the form of helpers on the way. From CabTV's I got a call. Destroy. May 28, 2011. Look for luck. Question: you often say that in addition to studying texts and practicing Kabbalah, luck is also important. What do you mean by luck? Answer: by luck, I mean that a person should be careful not to miss a single moment in life. Luck is not favoritism. Luck is when I make the most effective use of every moment to absorb everything I can from every circumstance. As they say, look for luck. I do not know where it is, but I am prowling like a dog, where can it be? That is what I mean by looking for luck. I want to make my students more feeling and sensitive in order not to miss every moment. Question: in any case, do you focus on the main core of students with whom you can communicate more deeply? Answer: no, my lesson is designed for a more or less average level of students, or maybe a little higher. The rest are gradually catching up. I am still focusing on the more internal part, on more complex material, in order to force the others to improve a little. Someone understands 5%, someone 50, and someone 70 or 80. But what can I do? I have to develop a methodology both in breadth and depth and a little upward, and show that it covers everything that exists in our world. From CabTV's I got a call. Accessible Kabbalah July 15, 2011. Communication of the level of thought. Question: the most powerful thing that a person has is visual perception. But sensual desire, as you say, is many times richer and stronger than visual desire. Is there something similar between spiritual desire and material desire? How can it be described? Answer: how can we depict desires? Only in the form of a vector, in the form of a direction, from something to something else. And what is the nature of this vector? What is its magnitude, its strength? Desire is a physical force. And there are many such forces. They are all tied together and represent an immense, complex, infinitely intertwined network. They are so interconnected at every millimeter of their vector by countless interweaving that they represent one single whole. But within this whole, each force exists on its own. Only their connection, combination, and inclusion in one another create one single piece. This is the entire creation. Once we have a similarity of desires, we will no longer need any description. we will directly feel each other. If you and I have the same desires, then you and I have the same thoughts. If we have different desires, then we have different thoughts, but they are in contact with each other. Why do we need to clothe it in words then? Why should we descend to the animalistic level when there is direct, vivid communication? From CapTV's I Got a Call. How is desire arranged? June 27, 2011. Returning to Babylon. Question: why does each nation have its own function? For example, for many years Germany supplied the whole world with czars and kings. There have been several empires: French, German, Spanish, British, and Portuguese, which in principle held the whole world in their hands. Answer: we should look for the roots of this phenomenon in ancient Babylon, where the relocation of people started, why they settled in certain areas, why they developed at a certain period of history, and why history was realized through them in such a way. Everything comes from the 10 sephirot of the 3 million people of ancient Babylon. If we study this, we will see how it was implemented. Today a universal intermingling is happening, and again ancient Babylon begins to manifest itself, only in a new form. There is practically not a single village in Europe in which Turks, Arabs, Africans, and other peoples do not live. Today you walk around Paris as if you are walking through the Maghreb. If earlier it was felt that there are Parisians and visitors among them, today a dark-skinned population prevails. I am by no means a chauvinist, but I am simply saying that the world is moving toward intermingling of nations. From CapTV's I Got a Call. The Dominance of America, May 15, 2011. Michael Lehtman, on Quora: why did the orchestra stay on the Titanic until the end? Various accounts of togetherness and nobility during the time of the Titanic's sinking show us how crises enable people to support and look out for each other. For instance, while the Titanic was sinking, its orchestra kept playing until the very end, while people were being put into boats and panicking on board. There is also a story about a billionaire who chose to remain on the ship until the women and children were saved first, and accounts of women who chose to stay with their husbands and end their lives together as they had lived together. It is natural for men to suddenly feel obligated to save women and children under such circumstances. As for the musicians who played together until the end, their connection in one place evoked the force of connection that dwells in nature to hold them together. If we sought to connect with the force of connection dwelling among us, then it would bring about such togetherness that would alleviate much crises and suffering that we experience in our lives. All it takes to evoke this force of connection from its concealment is that we hold on to one another. It then appears among us. It is also the solution to fear. If we each focus on the benefit of others, we then do not feel ourselves. We feel others in place of ourselves, and leave fear behind by doing so. It is because fear emerges from self-concern, and when we replace self-concern with concern for others, we then leave no room for fear to surface. If we strive to positively connect with each other, we then start feeling as parts of a common and higher entity, which is filled with goodness and peace. Based on CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Lehtman with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lehtman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lehtman.